There's something for every sports fan on CBSLocalSports.com. Watch live radio shows and original video programming like pregame playlists and player style files that gives fans a locker room perspective on their favorite teams and players.
Go as hard as I can for as long as I can.
Well, I've yet to be beaten.
There are a number of people who call me the smartest man in baseball.
Read national articles from some of the best writers in the country. Catch up on the latest from the sports world and never miss a thing with CBS Local Sports. Visit CBSLocalSports.com today. There's something for every sports fan on CBSLocalSports.com. Watch live radio shows and original video programming like pregame playlists and player style files that gives fans a locker room perspective on their favorite teams and players.
Go as hard as I can for as long as I can.
Well, I've yet to be beaten.
There are a number of people who call me the smartest man in baseball.
Read national articles from some of the best writers in the country. Catch up on the latest from the sports world and never miss a thing with CBS Local Sports. Visit CBSLocalSports.com today.
We are Chicago's original sports talk station, broadcasting live from the Hyundai Studios. Sports Radio 670 The Score, WSCR and HD Chicago, WJMK HD2 Chicago. The Score! Scoreboard update.
It is 3 o'clock from the Chicago Wolves Update Studio. I'm Adam Harris. The Chicago Wolves are home Friday at 7, Sunday at 4 at Allstate Arena. Visit ChicagoWolves.com. The Blackhawks are home tonight after a 4-3 road trip. Yeah, they went 4-3, won their last two in order to calm the panic here in Chicago. Here's the head coach.
Well, I'd have to, you know, you look at the seven games. I think individually, I'd say that six out of the seven we played the right way and played well. And in the Minnesota game, we said garbage can, but nice exiting this little two-game segment here on a positive note.
Joel Quenneville's Hawks are in third in the West Central Division, 4 points behind the Blues for second. The Coyotes are in town tonight. The puck drops at 7:30. The Bulls closed their road trip out with two straight wins, but yesterday's was not as encouraging as it could have been. Trailing by six with just over 30 seconds to go, the Bulls needed a clear path foul, a blown putback as well at the buzzer to help themselves to a 98-97 win in Orlando. Tomorrow night, the Bulls host the Kings. Panthers defensive end and soon-to-be free agent Greg Hardy had domestic violence charges dropped today because the prosecution could not get in contact with the accuser. Packers head coach Mike McCarthy will likely hand off play call duties to his newly promoted assistant head coach Tom Clements. Pitcher James Shields agreed to a 4-year, $75 million deal with the Padres. The Cubs were in on that bidding until the very end. John Jay, outfielder for the Cardinals, will remain there. They avoid arbitration. 2 years, $10.97 million deal to keep him there. The Illini and NU Wildcats agreed to a 3-year deal to face each other at Soldier Field. The first game will be November 28th of this year. The final two will be in 2017 and 2019. This scoreboard update is brought to you by Sports Mockery, the app for Chicago sports fans. Download Sports Mockery. Traffic may be rough, but your experience with your car insurance company shouldn't be. Let Safe Auto get you the right car insurance for as little as $3 a day over the phone, online, or through the Safe Auto mobile app. Give Safe Auto another shot to help you save. I'm Adam Harris. You're listening to the number one sports radio station in Chicago, Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago Sports Station.
This hour is brought to you by Arlington Heights Ford. Visit ahford.com.
Boers and Bernstein, afternoons on The Score.
It's over, drive home safely, Chicago, beep, beep.
The Bulls hang on, and win this, 98-97.
Any way you can get a win on the road is good. We've been on the road a long time, so I didn't think we played particularly well in the second and third, but I love the toughness down the stretch. There were a lot of big plays, you know, Jimmy, of course, with the steal.
There's Jimmy with another steal.
Play check.
Butler running in. The ball.
There you go, Teddy Pendergrass. Take that with you.
Derek making a three.
Rose, wide open three. Got it.
Big stop.
Derek getting the penetration. Out cleaning it up.
Rose slices along the baseline. Floats it up.
I told you. Keep an eye on Pow, Pow, Pow. Are you not entertained, Neil Funk?
Gasol with a putback. And how big has he been tonight?
You want to be a good team, you're going to have to find different ways to win. Hopefully we can get home, gather ourselves, and get ready for the next one.
Boers and Bernstein.
Steve.
Hey, Tony.
Chicago Sports Radio 670. The Score.
303 Chicago Sports Radio 670. The Score. Boers and Bernstein.
You read his work at CBSSports.com where he writes NBA stuff. You can follow him on Twitter at Talk Hoops. He is Zach Harper. Zach Harper is on the Grossinger Lincolnwood hotline. Find over 4,000 vehicles at GrossingerDeals.com. What's happening, Zach?
Hey, how are you guys?
We're doing well. Before we talk a little bit about the Bulls and the local stuff, what strikes you about the NBA? What's got your motor running about where we are in this NBA season now?
It's odd that we'd be, I don't know, a little over halfway through the season and have no idea who's going to win a championship or even compete for the championship. I feel like in the years of the past, we could at least pencil one team in and say, you know, this, it would take a lot for this team not to make it. Mm-hmm. Well, in the East, you have four or five teams that could easily make the finals. In the West, you have seven or eight teams that could easily make the finals. And I think we're all getting, maybe dumber and trying to figure this thing out as the season goes along because it gets more confusing.
Well, we're certainly seeing a Cavaliers team that appears to be arming itself, that a lot of us saw just the chaos that was going on. And David Blatt, who I urged LeBron to fire David Blatt at one point because
he chose not to.
I just thought that it wasn't even letting him in the huddle, I guess. I guess he let him back in the huddle. But I thought that the Mozgov trade and coupled with the Iman Shumpert and J.R. Smith was pure panic. But you know what? I was wrong, and that looks like an actual basketball team at just the wrong time for the Bulls.
I can't believe I'm going to say this, but acquiring J.R. Smith was a brilliant move for the Cleveland Cavaliers. I mean, if anything, cutting the nightlife out of his regime has really turned him into a focused player, and he's a pretty good role player when he's focused. This team, David Blatt took them bowling. I don't know if that meant anything, but since then they've been really good. I think they've only lost one or two games in a few weeks, and they're playing like they're supposed to play. They still have to figure out how to get Kevin Love worked into it. I know he had a great game on Sunday, but I'm not gonna freak over that enough to think that he's figured it out. They still need to get him consistent looks, and they need to maybe pull back on Kyrie a little bit. But all this is working towards being ready when the playoffs come, and they at least look a lot more ready than they did, 4 weeks ago.
Do you see the Bulls as in one of these NBA kind of lulls and just sort of taking it easy? Or do you see fundamental defensive problems now that Pau Gasol has complicated things with his inability to stop screen roll actions?
Yeah, I mean, that's certainly a part of it. I think that it's a long season. You go through these lulls. The back-to-back on the road against the Lakers and Suns was rough. They had no business losing to the Lakers, and in that Suns game, they probably should have won that too. Derrick Rose is still not the Derrick Rose we hope he can be, and that complicates things, but you also have to let him play through it. The big man rotation is a little congested, and when Powell's not able to defend, Noah's looked better lately, but he still just looks like he's in pain when he's trying to do stuff, and they could really use him being as healthy as possible. They've got a lot of things to work out, but at least it's more of just a get guys healthy and let them get into a regular routine. It's not we're lacking this or we're lacking that. I think they certainly have the tools to come together and be a contender.
It's interesting because we've talked all this while, and then the other team that Memphis actually beat Atlanta yesterday. That must have been a hell of a game. I did not see it. That's a pretty damn good game.
Memphis is one of those teams that can win a title.
Yeah, they are. They are. But, I mean, Zach, I didn't think we'd ever be talking about Atlanta in conjunction with this, but we sure as hell are talking about Atlanta in conjunction with the East title.
Oh, they're great. I got to see them in person for a couple of games in Atlanta a few weeks ago, and they're as impressive in person as you see on TV. The ball never stops moving. The players never stop moving. They have, I think the top five defense over the last 2.5 months in the league. So it's not just, we look at them as like, oh, it's this great offensive team that can get it done. They're as good defensively. They're probably better defensively than they are offensively. They need a little bit more focus at the end of close games, but they also haven't had to play a lot of close games because they just blow everybody out.
We keep waiting on Oklahoma City, and we looked at the Durant injury and said, all right, well, maybe it's going to be a blessing in disguise because it's just going to allow a little less wear and tear for him, and they should be fine. Well, they got to start picking it up here if they want to put themselves in a position. At the moment, they're second in the Northwest Division at 26-25, which I believe, does that have them eighth, or is it?
Are they ahead of the Suns now?
The Suns are...
No, they're two back of the Suns. They're actually
still
10th. New Orleans is between them.
Okay.
So Are you of the belief that Oklahoma City, certainly with that rollicking win last night, putting up 131 points on the Clippers, are they a playoff team?
I keep wanting to say yes because they have two of the, I don't know, six or seven best players in the league, but they keep, you know, they're not really turning it on the way we expected them to. They got a little lucky because Phoenix has faltered in the last 10 games, and so it's allowed them to, you know, close a little bit of the gap, but New Orleans is playing better basketball than they are, and they had that great Anthony Davis three-pointer the other night to pull out a really key victory in the standings. You know, I want to say that the Thunder are going to be there when it's all said and done. They'll be the eighth seed, but the longer it gets without them playing great Thunder basketball, the more worried I am about them.
You know, you make a great point, too, because when you look at this, these playoffs, too, are going to be so. Unless somebody really steps forward in the next couple of months or whatever we have left here and just appears so good, you know, when you see it. Because you're right about that, Zach. Usually at this time, you got a pretty damn good idea who's going to be playing for the NBA championship. And even though I think, has Golden State finally reached double figures in losses at this point?
They're still 40-9. They're close, though.
I mean, that's ordinarily you would say, oh, my God, of course they're way the best team in the NBA. Are they or are they not?
Yeah, I mean, they're the best team right now. I don't know if that means anything. I mean, they're going to need Andrew Bogut to be healthy for the playoffs. Otherwise, I don't think they can win a title. You guys mentioned Memphis a little bit ago.
Mm-hmm.
I think they're probably the best value, best odds of maybe pushing through anybody just because they're deep. They've got great big men. They can play great defense. They've got good role players. The Jeff Green addition was fantastic. You know, they didn't even get anything out of Vince Carter yet this season, but if he can come back and give them some floor stretching, they've just got a lot of weapons, and I think Marc Gasol has been the best big man in basketball this year. They've got everything you want in a title contender.
Yeah, I love the way they're coached. I love how they respond. Their plays after timeouts, their out of bounds stuff, their defense in plays after timeouts. They have every marking of a really well coached team. And I know nobody knows who Dave Yeager is, but I know he's doing a damn good job.
Yeah, he's really impressive as a coach. And, you know, at the end of games, they just run this two-man game with Marc Gasol and Mike Conley. And those guys are just so – feels like they're so underappreciated, even though Gasol's got voted in as an all-star. But those two at the end of games is just deadly. And then they've got plenty of role players. And even if you stop everybody, Zach Randolph's just going to shove guys out of the way and grab an offensive rebound anyway. Mm-hmm. So it doesn't even matter.
And he's also, is he a different guy from the guy who used to be in trouble all the time? Because I sort of looked at him, and we always liked him. I mean, Dan always liked him, but it was always trouble with him. Something was always wrong in his life.
And you got Tony Allen there, too.
Yeah, well, that's true. But Zach Randolph, whatever, it seems to be behaving himself. And when he does that, he's a hell of a player.
Yeah, and I don't know. I assume he has everything ironed out. I know that I'm, just to be safe, I'm not going to cross him. I think that would be
a mistake.
He's got a little bit of a size advantage on me, a little bit of a reach, so I think it would be a bad matchup.
Speaking of allegedly reformed knuckleheads, it looks from the Twitter feed of DeMarcus Cousins like indeed the Sacramento Kings are going down that road with George Karl and just trying to iron things out. So we've got movement among the coaching fraternity right now with Jacques Vaughn out in Orlando and rumors that Scott Skiles is going to be next there, the reappearance of some veteran coaches. What do you think about each of those jobs and each of those guys for those jobs?
Yeah, I don't really know who I like as the replacement in Orlando. I think I'd love to see Alvin Gentry get another shot with a team. I think that Orlando team would be a really nice mix for him. They've got great young talent. They need to pull it together. They've got a couple of good veterans. I think Gentry would be the guy. I wouldn't go Scott Skiles. I think that's just adding, you know, a tough personality for such young players to really come together. And I don't think stylistically he matches up that well with the Kings. I love the idea of George Karl. They need to replace half their roster to do it because that roster doesn't fit his style. I think he can make it work with DeMarcus Cousins. I don't know what this bickering back and forth through the media of the Kings are saying Cousins wants to block this and Cousins is saying, no, we don't want to block this. Go make whatever hire you want. I think he's going to be the coach anyway, and he'll be a good coach. He's the best coach available. But you gotta find guys to spread the floor, and you gotta find a really good point guard to run that system. That's two things they don't really have.
And DeMarcus Cousins is another guy that seems, for the most part, to be behaving himself. And when he does that, he's a hell of a player too. One of my favorite NBA players.
Yeah, he's had a couple of moments this year where he looks maybe a little immature, and he had a bit of a rant after his game winner last night. That was that was odd, but it was directed towards the media. He was either asking why the media is gossiping or going against God's plan. I couldn't really make it out, but either way, it didn't make much sense. But he got the All-Star nod to replace Kobe. He was completely deserving. He's had a fantastic season. I believe in him moving forward. I think a lot of that stuff and the immaturity in the past is, it'll surface here and there, but for the most part, I think it's done.
Do you think that Tom Thibodeau survives after this season as Bulls coach based upon what you hear about his relationship with his bosses and, frankly, what's going on the court with this current team?
Yeah, it's a weird situation. I mean, he's a really good coach. You know, the minutes issue is a legitimate concern, and maybe he needs to be more, you know, more willing to err on the side of caution with that. It's about being prepared for the playoffs. You need that both from a mental standpoint, with which he gets those guys sharp by competing 48 minutes a night, but you also have to be rested enough to be able to attack with healthy enough legs in the playoffs. I think it would be crazy to replace him unless you have a better coach available. I don't think they have a better coach available, so I think you got to keep him around. I mean, he's so successful. Yes, the playoff success hasn't necessarily been there, but have they lost to teams when they're healthy that they shouldn't lose to? I don't think the negatives outweigh the positives with him.
Yeah, I guess when you look at these playoffs, even though we started this conversation around the start of it about the Cavaliers aren't quite the Heat yet, right? I mean, it's not like you looked at them and you said, definitely. Oh, we're in trouble with this. They're not that yet.
No, I mean, they have that, I don't know if they don't have that same potential, but they have the potential to be somewhat, you know, the team to fear, especially LeBron looks great the last 3 weeks. It looks like whatever rejuvenation he did. I don't recall him going to Germany like Kobe did, but maybe he went to a German part of Miami and did some training.
Yes, the famous German quarter of Miami.
Right
near Calle Ocho. It's
whatever it was. Whatever it was. I mean, he has just come back like actually LeBron again, which you kind of wondered about sometimes with this season. I know we want to try to blend everybody in, get everybody involved this year. You're absolutely right about Kevin Love, that it's just not, even though yesterday he got a shot, it's just not enough at this point. But
yeah, it's not enough. And they can work him in. I do think he needs to be the second option instead of Kyrie, but maybe you need to bring Kyrie back, you know, more up to speed by giving him so many opportunities early. And they need to find that balance, because it seems like even when those three play well, it's not playing well, you know, in a rhythm with each other. It's just one guy has a great quarter, the next guy has a great quarter, the next guy has a great quarter, and it's not like when Wade and LeBron were playing so well off of each other. They can get there, but you know, LeBron's really the only guy you fear. But maybe in the East, even with the improved Hawks, and you know, if the Bulls get it together, maybe LeBron's still only the guy you need to fear.
So, Zach, as we let you go, we're also entering the time now where you point out that this is a wide-open year for the first time. You've got a lot of teams say, hey, why not us right now? And you also have teams, clearly, that are willing to tank. And that means you've got trade partners, that usually you don't have NBA trades that make both teams better. You have NBA teams picking over teams that are trying to get worse. Do you see any natural fits? Do you see anything here amid all the noise that would really make sense for available players or interested teams?
You know, you never know with the trade deadline. It can get crazy out of nowhere. But, you know, I think we saw the majority of the important moves that were going to be made happen over the last month, month and a half. I don't think there's a lot out there. I mean, maybe Kevin Martin can be moved and he can be a nice fit someplace as a scorer off the bench. But that's not really moving the needle, right? No one's clamoring right to go mm-hmm. get Kevin Martin and the remaining $14 million. I think it'll be relatively quiet, but the chaos we saw over the last month, that set up the final run, because you saw a lot of teams in the West, you know, almost in an arms race trying to get one more spot, one more guy in the rotation to make a run at it. And you really do have about 12 to 13 teams around the league making a run. We usually don't have that, and that's going to be pretty cool.
And when does Ray Allen decide what he wants to do?
I guess whenever the wheatgrass that's supposed to make him, you know, a little bit clearer on his daily decisions kicks in. I don't think he really needs to come back, and the fact that it's taken this long, I don't think he will. But he's good enough to, and if he decides he wants to play for Cleveland or play for Atlanta or play for whomever, he will be a difference maker off the bench.
Zach, pleasure as always, my friend. Always enjoy our time with you, and hopefully we'll catch up with you down the road.
Yeah, and enjoy that German quarter in Miami.
You know, if it does that, I'm going to find it. I could use some of that.
Make you 6'9 and black and 260
yes.
pounds?
Yes, and agile, and I'll put my balls on your head.
Terry Borch.
That's how I live. That's how I roll.
And I'm Dan Bernstein. Bottom of the hour, second half. You have the score.
Broadcasting live from the Hyundai Studios, you're listening to Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago's original sports talk station. Visit your local Hyundai dealer for a test drive today.
This is Jim Rome with a CBS Sports Minute. I talked about it for a few days leading into it. It was the horse race that we all wanted. Everything you could ask for. Two of the best in the game. California Chrome and Shared Belief. Clean trips. No controversy. No allegations of cheating. And head-to-head, turning for home, let the best horse win.
Shared Belief is stretching him every yard of the way. What a thrill of a quarter. Shared Belief has him. And Shared Belief just exuded in class. Shared Belief, handwritten by Mike Smith, wins with his ears pricked.
Absolute goosebumps. My mistake was in saying before the race that it was not a two-horse race. And that's exactly what it was. Shared Belief in California Chrome, a couple of great champions, very classy horses. Here's hoping they hook up and do it again soon, because that was a huge win for horse racing. I'm Jim Rome.
Remodeling a bathroom or dreaming of a new kitchen? Studio 41 Home Design Showrooms is your complete resource with a great selection of kitchen and bath products now featuring the bold look of Kohler. Visit a showroom or find us online at shopstudio41.com.
Hey Chicago, John here with Arlington Heights Ford. Did you know for the last 25 consecutive years we've been number one in customer satisfaction in sales and service? Did you know at Arlington Heights Ford, 0% financing is always available on a huge selection of new Fords? Did you know we give the most money for your trade in low monthly payments for any budget? Now you know why we've sold over 100,000 cars and counting. Arlington Heights Ford. We're number one in what matters most. You. Visit ahford.com.
News.com.
Del Frisco's Double Eagle Steakhouse Restaurant Week menu is second to none, with a spectacular $22 lunch menu and a four-course $44 dinner menu that includes your entree choice of filet mignon, salmon filet, smoked pork chop, or filet medallions. Visit delfriscos.com to see their full event menu. This is a great week to experience their famous Oak Street location in the historic Esquire Theater building.
Is your restaurant using the best point-of-sale system available? I'm Joe Flynn, owner of PDQ Signature Systems. If your restaurant doesn't have online ordering, delivery mapping, or a customer rewards program, you need PDQ. Whether you're casual or fine dining or quick service with delivery, if you want happy customers, you need PDQ. Your costs will go down, your revenue will go up. Visit PDQ today at PDQPOS.com. That's PDQPOS.com. If your favorite restaurant doesn't have online ordering, tell them to visit PDQPOS.com.
Hey, it's Flo, and this is my impression of someone who is terrible at giving directions. So you get on the 506, or it's the 605, and on the left past the new food truck, but not the new one, there's a six-way stop that's kind of like comparing Progressive's direct rate with our competitors' rates on progressive.com, but not. Then take a right at the tree that looks like that guy from that show. You know, that guy that does the thing, and everyone's like, ha-ha!
Directing you to rates in one place at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations.
Content.
Radio.com.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? At Be the Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom155.com. That's freedom, the number 155.com. Go to freedom155.com and start earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom155.com right now and change your life today.
Avoid bankruptcy. Does credit card debt have you living paycheck to paycheck? Are you making minimum payments but only falling further behind? Call the Mediator Law Group to find out about our debt reduction program. Guaranteed to settle your credit card debt or you don't pay. That's right. It's called Pay for Performance, and you won't pay a dime until the job's done. I'm a paid spokesperson, not a lawyer, and every case is different. But if you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, call 800-821-2412. 800-821-2412.
FDIC.
Guys, Valentine's Day is this Saturday, so I'm going to let you in on a little saucy Valentine's Day secret, available only at Pajamagram.com. I'm talking about the Hidden Secrets Collection. Sure, they'll look innocent enough at first glance. The Hidden Secrets Collection by Pajamagram lets you sneak a peek. They also give you easy access, and just like you, they're always up for a little fun. Some even glow in the dark, begging for action as soon as the lights go out. Hug me, love me. The only question is, are you ready to play? This Valentine's Day, share a secret with the one you love. Order from Hidden Secrets Collection at Pajamagram.com. Every Pajamagram includes free gift packaging. You don't even have to wrap, and Valentine's delivery is guaranteed. Visit Pajamagram.com or call 1-800-GIVE-PJs and tell them the score sent.
Perhaps when you think cruise, you'd imagine staged entertainment, excessive dining, dressy attire, and stops in only a few major ports. Hurtigruten is none of that. On board our smaller ships, you're in good company with like-minded, active, inquisitive travelers. Norway's celebrated Hurtigruten route includes over 1,000 miles of stunning coastline. Find your voyage today by calling 855-370-2651. On a Hurtigruten voyage, you don't just visit Norway, you become part of it. Call 855-370-2651 today. Last year, we saved for a winter family vacation, and boom, the heater broke. Our entire vacation fund went for a new furnace.
Don't make your family pay the price for unexpected home repairs. With a Total Protect home warranty, you can save money and avoid stress by having a plan for when your vital home systems break down. Call 1-800-542-8103 and let us know how much you want covered and how much you want to pay. Plan for a great 2015 with Total Protect at 1-800-542-8103.
An important message for all Americans who owe $7,500 or more in back taxes to the IRS. The tax pros at OIC Tax can help you. Call 800-416-4460 to find out if you qualify for the IRS's financial hardship program. OIC Tax can stop the IRS from garnishing your wages and help you get back on track with your tax problems. Call 800-416-4460 for a free consultation. That's 800-416-4460. 800-416-4460. Call now.
This is Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
No, I ain't pumped up. I just got a lot on my mind. And the crazy thing about it, I just got a question for y'all. How you gonna stop God's plan? How you gonna do that? That's what I wanna know. How you gonna stop God's plan? Man, this city done put me through so much. And I stayed loyal to it the whole time. I just wanna know how you gonna stop God's plan. God give his hardest battles to his strongest souls. The marathon continues. I'm out.
That's West Side DeMarcus. What? That's DeMarcus' cousin talking about George Carl.
Okay.
Did you make heads or tails of that?
Stop. And
he also was in favor of Beyonce. I don't know. But he said he is a truly great player, though. Truly.
Mm-hmm.
I'd take him in a heartbeat, and whatever he's saying, fine. I'll live with that. Yeah. I'll figure it out. Yeah. I'll figure it out.
Here's our transcript of West Side Mike's call. We have specialists.
Yes, we
transcribe.
Do.
CIA operatives.
Yep.
This was today's call. Longer than usual.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, fellas, let me tell you something. As a DJ, I travel. That Kanye West, hot garbage. The DJs that make these guys a better singer and plays the music. Not one time I played Kanye West up in the club because he's garbage. Beck deserved the award. And Beyonce, she's over. Everybody tired of her and Jay-Z and Kanye West. When's somebody going to tell that hot garbage to shut his mouth and go fix his mouth because he's nothing? All he's doing is talking with a computer in his mouth and it does all the work. When the real DJ's gonna realize this guy's a hot garbage phony? Beck deserved award. The man plays 60 different instruments and he could sing. He ain't lip singing Kanye West, you hot garbage. I know you from Chicago, and if you was here, I would tell you in your face, you garbage. So go with your girlfriend, whoever she dating, whoever she messing around with, and be happy. That's all.
But covers all bases. That, touching all bases.
That is West Side Mike and his call from today. I love that.
I, I didn't understand a lot of it. I'm glad we did. I needed that, by the way.
Got a Dean Smith thought here that was sent in from Don, who says, I loathed Smith's tactic that generated the inception of the shot clock. Games ruined by the four corners. I was grateful that I always had a team to hate and root against. That Smith always said about the four corners, they're trying to win a game, not provide a good basketball game, just so your team can win. To hell with the integrity of the game. What did that teach young impressionable men?
What?
Oh, come on, man. He didn't violate the rules. He was playing within the rules.
Dumbass.
They changed the rules.
Dumbass.
I wonder, actually
sat down and thought that was good when you wrote that?
I wonder if the Four Corners is one of the most popular, was one of the most popular drinking establishments in Chapel Hill. I wonder if it's still there. Is it still there?
Four Corners? I don't know. I was back in the day, I was in it for sure. That's where we headed immediately.
They got a lot of my money.
That's where we went. Somebody said, you got to go there. I said, let's go.
One thing I learned very, very quickly at school was any chance you had to hang out in Chapel Hill instead of Durham, do it.
We had a blast.
Chapel Hill is the greatest.
Yeah.
I mean, with restaurants and bars. And we had,
there's a point where I don't remember it. I think the missile hit us. But that was another time you were taking fire?
No,
I'm telling you.
How about when the body floated past you?
That was about 9:30.
Right. That kept happening.
Right down the road. Didn't even have any water. That was the weird thing. There had the body floating down the street. Chapel Hill's the...
It was awesome. Oh. Franklin Street Bar and Grill. There's a place called Players. And then the food afterward... There's a fried chicken joint called Time Out where we would get a huge plate of fried chicken, and then they had briskets with chicken. Biscuits with chicken fried steak on them.
I was too drunk.
Everybody's drunk at Time Out.
And the guy behind the counter
at Time Out was an old guy named Billy. I think he's long dead. And Billy would just tear you new at whoever you were. He had a bad word for everybody. He'd take your order, he'd take your money, and then he would insult you. It was sort of like Wiener Circle. It was long before I had no experience with Wiener Circle. My first experience with that kind of thing was Billy at Time Out. And he would look at you, and he could identify a Duke kid immediately. He knew it immediately, regardless. He would just look at you, and he'd move you back three spaces in line if he thought you were from Duke. And we always got busted because then he remembered who we were.
You know what? I don't even remember going back to the hotel.
You're kidding.
No.
What were you drinking? Like brown liquor?
I think so, yeah. Probably, knowing me. Was a bunch of us, and all of a sudden it was like, well, it's 9:30, then it's 11:30, and then it's, and I said, honest to God, I do not remember going back to the hotel. I woke up in the hotel, thank God. I was in the bed, but I was so far gone. And then, of course, the hotel was hit with a missile.
Right.
Whoa! Right. You talk about chaos.
I know, everywhere, all these Terry Bohr stories involve RPG fire.
Oh, Lord.
Second half is next.
And our second half's about to begin.
Scoreboard update.
I can thank Chris Tannehill for my first trip to the Wiener Circle. Actually.
What'd they so say? Sounds like I was saying.
He said, they absolutely take credit and please order a chocolate shake. And I said, okay, Chris.
Oh,
and I
Chris, walked, you didn't.
Yeah, he's, I swear
How could
to
I
God.
Not?
Okay, Chris. He's like, and he goes, I'll be back here. And I walk up there. I think he said he'll pay, and he gave me his credit card.
Oh, I bet she destroyed you.
Me, if it's,
she
really right? Did. Like me if it's 2 years
if it's the,
ago.
If it's the one I'm thinking of.
It was the
Hoochie.
One I'm thinking of.
Yeah.
It was that one. So,
did you ever see Triumph the Insult Comic Dog at Wiener Circle?
No.
Oh, you have to. You have to. And it's a bit with Triumph and Jack McBrayer, who goes in. It's like it's his character of like the wide-eyed naif, and it's phenomenal. It's Robert Smigel at his absolute best.
Maybe I'll treat Tanny to that then.
I seem to remember you better put that credit card away.
Yeah.
Wow.
It was that, and then there was a lot of. I saw a lot of things.
Uh huh.
What'd you see?
A lot of things.
Okay.
A couple of things.
Did they call you Adam Barnes?
Not to mention the food's worth it.
Yeah, it was so good.
It's so good.
It was worth Tanny paying for it too.
Like, I don't like people who insult you. People make fun of me. Not my cup of tea.
All right, it's just past 3:30 from the Chicago Wolves Update Studio. I'm Adam Harris. The Chicago Wolves return to Allstate Arena on Wednesday against Milwaukee in an Amtrak rivalry game. Blackhawks host the Coyotes tonight. The puck drops at 7:30. The Hawks last faced the Coyotes in their last home game, January 20th. It was a 6-1 Blackhawks dominating win. Bulls panic has settled in the last couple weeks. Many reports have head coach Tom Thibodeau out of town after this year.
forward Taj Gibson might be on the block as well. Mitch Lawrence of NBC New York comments on what he would do with Gibson.
I don't know if they need to trade Taj Gibson. I know that, you know, people are talking about they don't have enough perimeter scoring.
Right.
I would. To me, I keep Taj Gibson. I like the whole thing with the Noah, Casol, Taj Gibson look up front, big, long. You know, you got some athletes there.
And that full interview we heard at MullyandHanley.com. The Bulls are on a two-game winning streak. They host the Kings tomorrow night. To baseball, pitcher James Shields will be a Padre next year after agreeing to a four-year, $75 million deal. The Cubs were in it to the very end for Shields, but were outbid by a year. Cardinals and outfielder John Jay avoid arbitration. 2 years, $10.975 million. USA, the Little League World Series reigning champs, Jackie Robinson West, should be stripped of their title. That's what the USA runner-up Las Vegas believes, according to DNAinfo.com. JRW was accused of expanding their boundaries to enhance their roster. And soon-to-be free agent defensive end Greg Hardy had domestic violence charges dropped after the prosecution couldn't locate the accuser. This scoreboard update is brought to you by Cassidy Tire and Service. Visit CassidyTire.com. Visit Toyota Sports Corner at Chicago Auto Show to see the 2015 Highlander with seating up to 8. The Highlander provides room for all your family and friends. I'm Adam Harris. You're listening to the number one sports radio station in Chicago, Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago Sports Station.
Second half brought to you by Home Run In Pizza, Chicago's original thin crust pizza.
Anheuser-Busch.
There is a surge of energy that always goes in to the start of the second half.
And now it's time to begin the second half.
In the first half of the show, we talked about the Bulls. We talked NBA with Zach Harper. We talked about the new information regarding Jackie Robinson West cheating and
good.
Putting together a super team outside of the Little League boundaries. And now we've got the Las Vegas team that lost to them calling for their title to be stripped, the director of that Little League organization and the coach, and still no word from the increasingly defensive officials at Little League Baseball. A lot on Dean Smith, too.
Yeah.
And we'll have more on that coming up. Just how interesting and significant he was outside of basketball.
You know, if you look up at the scoreboard and you see the score 101-75, you go, that wasn't much of a game, was it? And the answer would be no, obviously it wasn't much of a game. Here's the problem with that. That was a Thunder lead after three quarters yesterday. And then they played like your guy. McGarry was in there and he had a double-double. He was all over the place. He's manning up with his macho madness. He was all over. Boy, he was. I don't know if he looks right, but he was in there.
He's got a little, right? You know what he is? He's like the new Billy Paltz.
Yeah, he's kind of like...
He's the new Whopper.
The Whopper.
He is, I'm telling you.
But Whopper.
Isn't he, though?
Yeah,
he's the new Whopper.
Sloppy. Yeah,
yeah.
He's kind of... They all got a kick out of it. I'll say that from the Thunder bench.
He's not quite as gross as the Whopper,
and,
though.
No, not quite. And the two other things that came out of this. When you look at this road trip the Clippers won, what an awful road trip. All awful things happened to him. And then you get the news that Blake Griffin is going to have surgery for the staph infection and... You know,
that's
Doc
scary.
Rivers says 10 weeks
that's
or 10
scary.
Days, and they say 4 to 6 weeks, the doctors. So
you don't mess with that.
You don't mess with that. They're going right in his right arm. And so you have that. And then my favorite of the weekend is Kevin Durant. He's saying, if you don't think I'm an all-star, then I'll play you.
It's a big day. The Baseball Prospectus Top 101 Prospects list is out for 2015. 101 names ranked by BP. I ask you, how many Cubs prospects are on this list? How many Cubs of the 101?
Oh, God.
McCaffrey guesses 4.
Oh. 9.
Terry guesses 9.
6.
7 is the answer.
Well, I went over. I'm eliminated. It's the Price is Right.
I'm eliminated. Top prospect in baseball, Byron Buxton of the Twins.
Oh, he always is.
Followed by Addison Russell of the Cubs, the number two prospect in baseball. Then it's Carlos Correa, shortstop, Astros. Francisco Lindor, shortstop, Indians. Then Chris Bryant, the number five prospect in baseball. So very quickly here, just sort of scanning Chicago names that it would interest you. Jorge Soler is the number 19 prospect. Albert,
Jorge Soler. Okay.
Albert Almora is 38th. The White Sox, Tim Anderson, checks in at number 39. White Sox pitcher Carlos Rodon is 41st. Then there's a bit of a drop down to the next Chicago Cubs. That's it for the White Sox, by the way. Kyle Schwarber, 77th.
Hotel Hawk.
Charlie Leesman's on there. Kyle Schwarber, 77th. Billy McKinney, 81. Pierce Johnson is number
83.
And there you have it.
You know, I was gonna mention Maryland here because that they just suck. That basketball team, you look so great, and now you just suck. But I'm not going to do that. I'm just gonna take the bitter pill swallow when I thought they were good. Let me just say this: that while as the weekend passed by, the Buffalo Bills,
they
found Richie Incognito wandering the streets of Buffalo. And they signed him. And Rex Ryan, of course, can do that.
I was going to say, though, in that locker room, when you've got an alpha male coach, when you've got a big swaggering coach, and not Joe Philbin, one of those guys.
what kind of guy is the Joe Philbin?
One of these, if you've got somebody who actually is the alpha dog in the locker room, maybe.
Think it's okay?
Well, they sat down with Terry and Kim Pegula, and they looked deep into his soul.
They wanted to they did all of it. I don't know what they look like. Do you?
The Pegulas?
Yeah.
I don't.
They were in all the meetings. They did the coaching. They did all of it. And they want to sit down with people. And, yeah, I suppose if Rex Ryan is running it, I guess he can behave himself. But because he had said a couple days before this was known, that he wanted to build a team that was going to bully people.
He used that word.
And then a couple days later, he signs Richie Incognito. But you know what? You're right. Rex Ryan can say that. And does.
See, I think that he, if there's any place where Incognito could be okay, it would be
buried in Buffalo.
Well, not just buried in Buffalo.
You don't know anything.
But with a coach like that, who you know is the loudest guy in the locker room all the time. That's the second half.
We do it every damn day. We always ask what you think of this. And the other things we've discussed today, with several things today, hitting to all field. We're spraying it everywhere with the Bulls, Jackie Robinson West. I think bad news is coming.
And we also mentioned the Blackhawks, too. Just how while the St. Louis Blues aspire to be a rival.
They do.
They're a nuisance, not a rival.
Correct. 312-644-6767, Chicago Sports Radio, 670 The Score, Boers and Bernstein.
Hanley.com is being brought to you by Home Run In Pizza, Chicago's original thin crust.
Hey guys,
pizza
is coming up right now this weekend. You don't want to give yourself a headache running around frantically searching for the right gift at a crowded mall, do you? No, you don't want to do that. So here's what you do: just think Sherry's Berries, and all will be fine. Unless, of course, your wife or girlfriend doesn't like a box of decadent, delicious, giant strawberries dipped in dark chocolatey goodness and topped with chocolate chips, a decorative swizzle, or chopped nuts. Did I mention that they're fresh, juicy, and unbelievably tasty? No, I have. What I haven't mentioned is that my wife, the girls in the office, just last week, and several family members have all had them, and I mean really had them, during the last couple of years and absolutely loved them. And the best thing is that you can get a box of these giant dipped strawberries starting at just $19.99. That's a better than 40% savings right from the start. One more thing. Because my listeners have been so loyal, you can double the amount of berries for just $10 more, but just using the code name Boers. You will want to do that. This is quick and easy, and you'll keep your sanity. Just go to berries.com, that's berries.com, to place your order. To get your special deal, click on the microphone in the top right-hand corner and type in my last name, Boers. That's Boers. One more promise. You won't be sorry.
This is Big Doug Buffon, and I hate going to the dentist. I mean, I'd prefer to get knocked out by Obradovich. But when I have to, the only place I'll go to is Webster Dental Care. My family and I have been going to Webster Dental Care for over 30 years. The professional care, respect, and gentle touch make going to the dentist darn easy. Never thought I'd say that. With 7 Chicagoland locations, it's easy to get to no matter where you are. So whether you're in major need or just haven't been for a while, go see my friends at Webster Dental Care on the web at webdentalchicago.com. Tell them Big Doug sent you and get $100 off on your first visit.
Wow, or this Valentine's Day with a spa day. Call the spa at Eaglewood Resort in Itasca to order your gift card today. 630-773-1400 or eaglewoodresort.com. Special $25 certificate with a purchase of $150 or more.
Hey, Chicago, John here with Arlington Heights Ford.
Did you know for the last 25 consecutive years we've been number one in customer satisfaction in sales and service? Did you know at Arlington Heights Ford, 0% financing is always available on a huge selection of new Fords? Did you know we give the most money for your trade in low monthly payments for any budget? Now you know why we've sold over 100,000 cars and counting. Arlington Heights Ford, we're number one in what matters most, you. Visit ahford.com.
Hey, it's Flo, and this is my impression of someone who is terrible at giving directions. So you get on the 506, or it's the 605, and on the left past the new food truck, but not the new one, there's a six-way stop that's kind of like comparing Progressive's direct rate with our competitors' rates on progressive.com, but not. Then take a right at the tree that looks like that guy from that show. You know, that guy that does a thing, and everyone's like, ha-ha!
Directing you to rates in one place at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations.
Did you know for less than a dollar a day, you could save thousands in future medical costs? The solution is the OneTouch Mail-R Medical Personal Protection Plan featuring the Medical Alert System. At the touch of a button, Mail-R Medical will provide assistance 24 hours a day, 365 days a year. You just plug the unit into a power outlet and connect to a phone line. For more information, call 1-800-760-2067. That's 1-800-760-2067.
So I'm here to tell you about an amazing new acne treatment that even Proactiv says is better than Proactiv. It's called Proactiv Plus. You know, millions of people have turned to Proactiv, but Proactiv Plus, it works faster and better than before. So if your goal is a flawless complexion, call 1-800-244-1946. All of today's callers will also get two free gifts with their 60-day risk-free trial. So the number is 1-800-244-1946. 1-800-244-1946.
Are you paying too much for auto insurance or looking for coverage? Do you know which insurance company has the lowest rates? Call We Speak Insurance now, and instead of searching through hundreds of insurance companies, let us do the work for you and match you with the one company that meets your auto insurance needs. Best of all, our service is free. Call 800-675-5208. 800-675-5208. That's 800-675-5208. 800-675-5208.
Guys, need to spice up your man cave with new swag? Man Cave Daily has got you covered. Enter now for a chance to win the ultimate prize package. You'll get an Omaha Steaks family bundle, video games, Nivea men's shaving package, a Pinups and Pitbulls calendar, as well as head-on sports supplements. Let Man Cave Daily make your man cave winter ready. Enter now at mancavedaily.com/sweepstakes. That's mancavedaily.com/sweepstakes.
Napa difference.
This is Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com.
Chicago Sports Station.
Of course, we'll see what happens if they're parading the Larry O'Brien trophy around Chicago. If that happens, if that comes to pass, could there be a change? Yeah, but right now all signs to me are pointing towards there's going to be a split. Tom would probably try to find a place where he could have more input into personnel, where maybe he could get the dual role. He probably look at the NBA landscape and says, you know, if Jason Kidd can get that kind of power just north of you in Milwaukee, why can't I? I have a more accomplished record.
Well, Mitch Lawrence always has an opinion when he joins the score, and he did this morning. Mullen Hanley, Chicago Sports Radio 670. The score. And you know what happened here? Baldy is a jinx.
Why?
You know what I'm saying? He's just a jinx. When he sits there, I say bad things. He does. Now, see, when Joe Dredge is there, it never happens. That's why he's my guy. He's Rockford's American Idol and my idol. And I get Baldy immediately when he sits there. Immediately, I do something wrong. And I did.
Well, how do you know it's wrong? I mean, maybe you're selling things to homosexuals as well.
That's true.
Well, I mean, you could address that core constituency directly. That's okay.
Yeah, I suppose that's okay.
You're going after a new demographic in the afternoon show.
But you
not
are
for
jinx.
Us.
You are
no. Well, true.
Come on.
That's right. Come on.
We're equal opportunity.
You're late to the party.
Are you kidding? You could have the berries as part of the wedding ceremony, even in Alabama. See that crazy judge is on the loose again.
No.
Is he? What's his name? Roy Moore, the Ten Commandments judge. Remember him?
Lord, yeah.
And actually, because of what he did, the United States Supreme Court tipped their hand. Because it's very clear, based on what they didn't do, how they're going to vote in their upcoming ruling. This be a done deal, whether you bigots like it or not.
Roll Cow!
bad.
That's the way I feel. And now, see, everything's fine now. Joe Dredge is back. And I feel better now. But it's Baldy. You know what I'm saying? He's just a jinx.
Hey, Joe, how'd you like that bottle of wine I gave you? How'd that go? Did it live long? Did you guzzle it? You drink it on the train? Okay, yeah. I get Cameron Hughes sent me a bunch of bottles, so I passed along one. There are some things that are not exactly up my alley. Some of the sweeter, more custardy style white wines that are right there.
Sure he drank it before the train ever left the station.
And what was that? It was like a
my guy.
It was a Riesling Fumé Blanc, Chenin Blanc, something. Blend. I know people love that stuff. It's just not for my palate. But that's him, man. I'm just picturing him sitting there on the train of death, enjoying it.
It is the train of death.
It's always killing somebody.
Well, it happens.
This is Tomcat on the Score.
It happens.
Hello,
Tomcat.
Hey, how you guys doing?
Fine.
I wanted to share a personal experience I had with this Jackie Robinson Little League. I coached baseball in Linwood, Illinois from 2004 to 2013. And in 2010, I coached the Junior League All-Star team, which we hosted in Linwood. We took this Jackie Robinson team to the last inning, and they beat us by like 2 runs. Now, the following year, unbeknownst to me, they were recruiting my players after that last game, and they sucked my best player off our squad. I reported it to our district administrator, who did absolutely nothing. These people know what this league is doing. Now, that was my first experience with them, but as I was reporting this, the other leagues around me, Hagrish, they were telling me, look, dude, they've been doing this for years. Little League knows about it, and they're not doing anything about it. So this is not anything new with this league.
Well, maybe with public pressure, this is what the Las Vegas coach and their local director were saying, that maybe it's about time something does happen.
I agree totally, because that was, I mean, not only that, not because they end up smashing us in that tournament game. That this guy, he hit from both sides of the plate. He played dynamic defense. He was just pitched against us. He just killed us that game.
You know, Tomcat, I would just say this too. If Jackie Robinson wanted to, they could put together a full-time travel outfit based on hand-picked players from whatever boundaries and just not try for the Little League World Series title.
Yeah.
Aren't there any number of places that they could be a full-time travel operation and go play in some other sanctioned tournament, right?
Exactly, because you have a different – Little League baseball is not the only baseball league, as you know. They have other leagues that have – they don't have the restrictions that Little League has. So they could pull players from wherever they wanted to without any kind of penalty. But if you're going to play Little League baseball, there are certain, you know, you can't go outside your boundaries.
Right.
And this player, he had a family member who lived in their area that owned property there. And that's how they ended up saying, oh, no, this is real address.
See,
thanks for the info, Tomcat.
Yeah, Tomcat. I think that my guy said the same thing. We read that story a while back when this thing began. And, you know, some things you hear and you go, oh, no way, that can't be true. And other things, you know, immediately have a ring of truth to them. Immediately. You don't even need to hear the third paragraph. You know that you're, you know, this, whatever it is, it's going off saying, yep, that's what happened, and I have no doubt. And if they stole your player, I'm not surprised, because that was the deal. It went all the way to Linwood. And again, when we were in Lansing, Linwood, you got a ways to go to get to Linwood yet. I don't think that's within the boundaries.
There's all kinds of youth league teams. And, you know, when I've been with my son with his teams at some of these tournaments that we play, you see, you know, you run into some full-time travel. You know, in our league, you have to be a house player in good standing to be involved in the travel team. Mm-hmm. And you just play in a different league in the Northside 5 on a different schedule, different operation. You're playing against your usual rivals. But then you get to the tournaments, and you run into these full-time travel teams. Like, the Lake County Lightning? Holy crap. I mean, we were a really good 9U team last year. We were like 20-4 or something like that. The Lake County Lightning beat us 15-0 like we weren't even there. I mean, they had signals, and they're running, and they're huge. And you realize that was a team that was just put together. You know, you can't be mad at them. I mean, there was no violation of the rules. They were good.
The bottom line is there are places for you to go if you want to do that.
And that was a team that was able to draw from an entire county.
Yeah. Yeah.
Based on, they'll take this guy from this town and this guy from this town, and they'll put it together, and they will absolutely kick your ass whether you like it or not.
Yeah, the All-State team that my grandkids play is that just where they're from. Not, there's not a single player, because I keep saying, why don't you go get somebody? No. But it's, so, I mean, you know, when you get tournaments, you're in tough with some of those teams.
Tell
you don't
me
about really it. Trust them. You're like, right. I mean, they collect the birth certificates.
I mean, you know everybody's the right age and all that, so you know there's no ringers in there with a guy.
But where are they? Yeah. I mean, I've seen enough. And some of them are just listed as not even like Lake County. You know what I mean? It's just sort of.
Oh, they've got some other name. Right.
That you go,
all the matching bags, and they got the van with the team logo on it, right? Eric in Arlington Heights, you're on the Score.
Hi. I just had a question pertaining to the parameters of Little League just in general, because from what I've seen at the tournaments, isn't every single team like in the national tournament some sort of all-star team to begin with?
No. That's the Little League is different. Don't confuse Little League with the generalized idea of youth baseball. The idea of Little League is that it is a representative group from a specific geographical area. And in more rural areas, it might be a town. But in urban areas, it's a specific section of that area.
But isn't it like there'll be like a house league tournament, and then they'll just pick the all-stars from that team? Because I specifically remember seeing some team from Louisiana, and they'd be like the so-and-so county all-stars of this league. So I just don't get how that would be that necessary.
Because the difference is you don't have a boundary issue in a more spread out area, that I was trying to explain. In a densely packed population where you've got a huge number of kids playing in these specific leagues that can be divided by a matter of just a few miles, it can't overlap. You can't have somebody drawing from a geographical area around here. If you took the map of that Louisiana town and took that boundary and overlaid it over Chicago, you'd have an enormous, you'd have like 100 times as many kids to draw from. It keeps it fair to keep it local and true to what Little League is supposed to be, which is representative of a certain area of kids.
Okay, that's why I just didn't understand. Thanks.
Okay.
Yeah, and you could look, as we pointed out, you go to the tournaments. You go to the tournaments where the restrictions aren't quite what they are in a Little League tournament, but there's plenty of places to go with that team. You just don't get the attention. But you also, again, to me, most importantly, you send completely the wrong message, because those kids know exactly what went on here. You know what you did. If you do that and you want to play some other tournament, go around the country and travel here or travel there, okay, that's fine. But not to do what you did. No, that's completely the wrong message. And there's no doubt, by the way. There's, you know, because the guy from Evergreen Park, remember, he was a baby and he was this and he was that and this wasn't true. Well, you know damn well he was right. And everybody sort of caught on to the fact he was right. And our friend Tomcat, I don't know, but he certainly seemed to be sincere about that. I don't think there's any doubt, because I had the city list of where they came from. I didn't, it wasn't like, oh, yeah, right here. Because you know how rare that is to actually happen?
Sox fan John says JRW does play as a travel team as the Chicago White Sox Aces with the same coaches as in the Little League World Series. Said my 12U team played them last year, says Boys versus Men. Well, that's not uncommon, and that's kosher. If you want to play as a travel team, I mean, you can enter a lot of these tournaments, a lot of these places. You can create whatever hell team you want, as long as you're not fudging the ages. Right. You're allowed to do that. It's just not. It's
you just
not
don't have the feel good story of the century.
Boris and Bernstein on the Score.
Lawrence Holmes here. Right now, you're listening to B&B. Coming up at 6, I'll be here with more of Chicago's hottest sports talk. So don't tune out.
Lawrence Holmes, nights 6 to 10 on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago's sports station.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? At Be The Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom155.com. That's freedom, the number 155.com. Go to freedom155.com and start earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom155.com right now and change your life today.
that the best wine comes from the best vineyards, but what happens sometimes is those vineyards make a little too much wine and they can't bottle it. And then the negociant Cameron Hughes comes in. He buys those extra bottles and then he puts it in a new bottle with his name and a number on it. And then he can sell it directly to you. So you get exceptional wine from the best vineyards at ridiculously low prices and even lower now with the deal I'm going to tell you about. It's great for Valentine's Day. It's great anytime. Here's one I haven't talked about. I had this Saturday night. I made a grilled skirt steak, rare to medium rare, and paired it with the Lot 394 Dry Creek Valley Meritage. And what this is the best way to describe it as a Bordeaux style, one of these typical Sonoma, Northern California Bordeaux style blends. It's Merlot, it's Cabernet Franc, and it's Cabernet Sauvignon blended together. And it is one of these just perfect skirt steak wines. It's got the structure to carry all this velvety fruit and intense aromatics. You get that crushed rock and mocha flavor on it. Just terrific tannic structure. And it's the kind of thing that you'd be paying $70 a bottle if you got it right from the vineyard. Instead, it's $18. This is a wine that is a gold medal winner, best in class, and the Chairman's Award at the Riverside International Wine Competition. Just a gem of a blend. So include this in your order, because you got free shipping. Get 2, 3, 4, 5 of this, and you will absolutely love it. Free shipping on.